Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all very much. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. I'm doing my radio show today on sexual health. And we're also doing it on Facebook Live. And I want to thank you all for being part of it. Today we're going to be talking about sexual health, one of my favorite topics. You know, I always say that sick people are not interested in sex. As a person becomes healthier, their interest in sex increases. So sexual health is the ability of a person to be healthy enough for sex, optimal enough to have pain-free, orgasmic-generating sexual experiences at any time desired. That's what sexual health is. Sexuality is an innate human quality. We recognize in ourselves early in our lives. As we age, our sexual health becomes increasingly important to our overall physical and emotional health, impacting our intimate relationships and day-to-day activities. When there's a sexual dysfunction, which is a problem inhibiting an individual or a couple from experiencing satisfaction from sexual activity, when that occurs, people feel embarrassed and a sense of hopelessness, which can prevent them from seeking effective medical intervention. So, you know, we started out doing wellness, and then as patients started getting healthier, they wanted to know about how to look better, and then we started taking care of their aesthetics. So we first started on the inside, and then we moved to the outside. And then after they started looking better, they wanted to know how can we have better sex. So we help both men and women with sexual dysfunction. And we do that by a number of ways to improve libido and hormonal imbalances to make them do better. So, sexual health. Now, there's a lot of things that encompasses. First of all, to be healthy sexually, you have to make sure that your hormones are optimal. And the things that affect your sexual health is your testosterone, your estrogen, your progesterone, your growth hormone, right? Your progesterone. Those are all things which help with your sexual function. But there's also other parts that involve in sexual function. How does it look? Is the area pleasing to you? Is there enough sensation in there for you? You know, how does it smell? You know, those are all things that have to be considered in sexual health. All right? So we do sexual health, which includes erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation. We do women's sexual health. We do vaginal rejuvenation. We do O shots for women. And we do Priapic shot for men. So we do all those things. We even do nipple rejuvenation for some women. So sexual health is all those things combined together. Well, let's talk first about the men. All right? Number one, to have an erection, a man needs three things. Number one, he needs the mind to be engaged. All right? The mind's got to be free and clear. All right? Once the mind is engaged and he looks out and the mind says, that person is pretty attractive. And so the brain says, raise the lever. All right? For you to raise the lever, blood has to rush into the penis. Once it gets there, the veins have to clamp down and prevent it from escaping. All right. To do that, the brain sends a signal to the nerves in your penis, and the nerves tell the vein to clamp down and not allow the blood out. Now, if the person's mind is not engaged and his mind drifts to work or something bad, the nerve is released and the veins open up and he loses the erection. All right? And that becomes a problem. All right? Now, if this happens several times, after a while, you're going to start second-guessing yourself, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because now you're always conscious of it, and you get start getting problems with sexual function. All right? Now, normally, when the arteries fill up in your penis and the nerves ask the veins to clamp down, when that happens, your erection stays up until you have your ejaculation. Once it's happened, the veins open up and allow the blood to flow out. Now, I want you to understand the penis is a muscle, and when you don't use it, you lose it. And when your testosterone level starts dropping after about age 30, your penile function starts falling. You know, and as a muscle, you have to exercise your penis. Now, typically, 60 to 70% of your sleep cycle is devoted to exercising your penis. So when you're sleeping, 60 to 70% of that time, so if you sleep for 8 hours, about 5 to 6 hours of that time, you should have an erection. All right? And the person you're lying next to should be saying to you, "You were tapping me all night long. I thought you wanted something." All right? And normally when you wake up in the morning, you should be able to have a, you should wake up with an erection. If that's not happening, then there's a problem. And over time, you will develop erectile dysfunction. Now, if you are on medications like blood pressure medicines or diabetic medications, or you on antidepressants, those things can also affect your sexual function down there. All right? And, you know, they all say that, the first sign of heart disease is endothelial dysfunction in your penis or erectile dysfunction, because the arteries in your penis will not be properly, the blood flow will not be proper, and that's the first indication of problems that can lead to heart attack later. So erectile dysfunction is very, very important to correct for your health and to recognize that it's a problem because it can lead to the next step. All right? So 60 to 70% of your time that you're sleeping is geared to erection, and that's where the majority of your penile exercise occurs. Not with sex, it's when you're sleeping. And if your testosterone level is low, under 300, there's a good chance you do not have nightly erections or morning erections, and you're going downhill. Typically, by the time you discover the problem, you're way down the road. Now, for those who do try to optimize the testosterone, it typically takes about 2 to 3 years of optimizing your testosterone before your erectile dysfunction will improve. So for those people, you know, they come into the doctor and says, "All right, if I get my testosterone up, everything's going to work." No, it takes a while. It takes a while. So in our office, we have a couple things for the men. Number one, I tell them that if you are here to see me because of sex, then we need to take care of the problem right away. If you're here for your health, testosterone is actually more for your health than your sex. I say that because testosterone, number one, strengthens your muscles. Well, the biggest muscle in your body is your heart. You got to make the engine strong before you can make these guns strong. Right? So when you do testosterone, number one, you make your heart muscle stronger. If your heart muscle is stronger, then your heart doesn't have to work as hard. If your heart doesn't have to work as hard, it means it doesn't have to pump very hard, and therefore your blood pressure improves. So if your heart muscle is stronger and your blood pressure is improved, guess what? It decreases your risk of heart disease. So contrary to popular belief, testosterone does improve your heart and prevents heart attacks. I tell my patients that when you are 20 and your testosterone level is up here, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. When you're 60 and your testosterone level is down here, your heart's like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. Right? 20-year-olds don't normally get heart attacks. 60-year-olds do. Think about that. The second organ that the testosterone affects is your brain. In your brain, testosterone, number one, sharpens your memory. Number two, improves your cognitive function. Number three, decreases your stress level. Number four, helps you sleep better at nights. And number five, it helps protect you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. All right? Now, when you're 20 and your testosterone level is like this, and you fall down, you jump up. That's because testosterone builds muscle and it builds bones. When you're 60 and your testosterone level is down here and you fall, you break a bone because your muscles are weaker, your bones are weaker. Now, typically, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon when you run out of energy, if your testosterone is optimized, it converts the inactive T4 thyroid into the active T3 thyroid. When that happens, you get more energy because your thyroid is your energy. Testosterone also decreases belly fat, increases your muscle, and last but not least, testosterone improves libido, sex drive. I call that the benefit of being a testosterone. That's a plus. All the other things is the reason why I optimize people testosterone, because all the other things. The sex drive is the bonus. All right? Now, you know, we do pellets and we do injections, testosterone. And 5 years ago, when I started doing pellets, 75% of my patients on testosterone were men and 25% were women. Since we started doing pellets, 70% of our patients now on testosterone are women and only 30% are men. And you know why? Because women share, men don't. So we just have women who are getting a lot of good results that are telling their friends who are now coming in and getting their testosterone. Now, whenever there is a couple in front of me, man and woman, and we are talking about testosterone, I always warn the men that no matter what we do, they're not going to be able to keep up with the women. They're not going to. They laugh and they say, yeah, right. I mean, I was a beggar for sex all the time. Well, guess what? 3-4 months later, they're calling me, hey, doc, I need some help. I can't keep up with my wife or my girlfriend. That's because with testosterone, she can go 6-7 times a day. Us men, 1-3 at the best, we can't keep up. Doesn't matter. But what really is amazing about testosterone for women is that they have so much energy from it. Their mind is sharper. They feel better. They always ask, when do I know if it's time for me to get my pelts again? And we always tell them, when your friends and family tell you it's time. And that's because the women, they become so much nicer. They treat the guys so much better. Life is so much better when women are on pellets. And sometimes we tell the women, if they don't listen, 2 weeks later, they're going to be sorry because at Friday at 6 p.m., they're going to call and wishing they were on their pellets because they're going away for the weekend and they don't have the drive they used to have and they can't perform like they want to on the weekend. And so that's what happened with testosterone. Now, for women, testosterone is very, very important, but estrogen, progesterone are also very important. In general, estrogen in women causes you to have increased vaginal bleeding. Progesterone decreases the vaginal bleeding. Estrogen causes you to retain fluid during your menses. Progesterone stops that. Estrogen causes you to have water gain. Progesterone stops it. Progesterone also helps you sleep better at night. So balancing estrogen and progesterone is very, very important for women. All right? Now, growth hormone, yes, that hormone, that works along with testosterone like two peas in a pod. They work together. And yes, growth hormone does help with sexual function. Sorry, it does. Now, we do have other things for hormone-wise, but, you know, I wanted to talk more about some of the other things that we do for sexual dysfunction. All right? So for the men, continue on with the men. So they come in. I tell them if it's about your health, testosterone is more important. If it's about keeping a relationship going right now, or i.e., let's say that you have this new girlfriend that you've been wining and dining, and you have that big weekend in Vegas, wherever it is, and you know that you have to perform and you're concerned that you won't, then we can do something called ICP. That's the trimix or the quatrimix that we can give you. And with that, we'll give you an erection that will last 45 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes, and you're going to be rock hard without a problem. And even if you do ejaculate, guess what? You're still going to be hard after that. And that way you know for sure you're going to get that. Now, you know, I'm like all you guys, you know, I do, there's nothing I tell you that I don't do myself, so I certainly optimize myself because, you know, I'm not going to optimize someone else and not myself, right? So, you know, I hate pain, and when you talk about that little injection, we all think it's going to hurt. It rarely, you don't even feel it. It's really a poop, and it's in. And so it's not a big deal. You do it, and then 5 to 10 minutes later, you have an erection, and you feel great, and you're ready to perform. And so that's one way that you make sure. Now, when you do a Cialis or Viagra, one of those things, it's a systemic problem, not just a local. And so about 40 to 50% of the people who do Cialis and Viagra and stuff, they don't get any benefits from it. It doesn't work, or they get a headache, or they get heartburn, or they have problems with it. And so for those people, it's not sometimes not a good thing to take an oral a medicine for erectile dysfunction. It's better to do it locally. All right? Now, for men, we also do something called a PrEP shot. A PrEP shot is where we take PRP, that's platelet-rich plasma, we take it out of your vein, we spin it down, and we take the healing portion of the blood, and we inject it in your penis, painless, doesn't cause any pain, because I don't like pain, so I don't want my patients to have pain, so it's painless. We're injecting your penis, and it increases the growth, and it improves the function of the penis by activating your stem cells in your penis. And when we activate your stem cells, those stem cells go about making your penis younger and healthier. Pretty good thing. It works much better with that. And we always, and when we do that, we do have some people who would like more size. And so when we do the PRP, we can add some fillers like Juvederm that will give you some additional size. And if you want a lot of size, then we can take some fat, spin it down, and use the fat in the penis to give you some more size. And then we add something called a penile pump. And the pump is just to exercise your penis. It's a long tube that has suction, and you put your penis inside of it, and you pump it up. And it will tell you, it has a gauge on the side. And when you first start, you'll see it will say you are at this point. And as you do it, and I encourage patients to do it once a day for 30 minutes, after about 2 to 3 months, you'll actually see that the length of the penis is actually longer, and it's filling up the cylinder much more because initially it's not as thick. But then after 2 to 3 months, you'll notice that it's thicker and it's longer if you use the pump with it. And it's got to be a decent pump that works properly. All right? So that will help with size and girth as well as the PRP for the PrEP shot. All right? And then last but not least, we do something called a Gaines wave, which is sound therapy. It goes on the penis, makes a little sound. And what it does, it breaks up microcalcifications in the penis. And by breaking up microcalcification, it improves the blood flow to the penis. And when it does that, if you have more blood flow, it affects the nerves. So the nerves get better. You get better sensation in your penis. And if you get better sensation, then when you raise the lever, the nerves will clamp the veins better, and so you'll maintain your erection better. So that's what with the Gaines wave, that does a lot of that. So it improves endothelial function, improves the blood flow to your penis, increase vas microcircuit capillary in the penis, so it functions better. So we use all those to help the men do better sexually from that part. Right? Now for the women. For the women, we do something called the O-shot for women, and that's where we take PRP. We take your blood, spin it down, get the same PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and we inject it into the vaginal area. We inject it right around the labia. We inject it around the clit, and we inject it around the vaginal opening. All right? And what it does, it activates the stem cells in the area, rejuvenates the entire area. So it makes that vaginal area younger and healthier. It helps with urine incontinence. It helps with women who have pain with sex. It helps with vaginal lubrication. And it also helps with orgasm. So if you're a woman who doesn't have an orgasm easily, this will help your orgasm be bigger and better. And for those of you who have organ, it will just make it even better. So it helps with all those things. And then I like to put a little bit of PRP into the labial area, because sometimes after you start getting old, that labia starts getting a little wimpy looking. And you know what I mean. It's just a little flappy and not as young and healthy as it is. And the PRP helps make the labia a little more younger appearing, so that opening will look nicer. So we put a little PRP. And then we use our Gaines wave, the same one we use for the men, to go along the vaginal area and rejuvenate it better by improving blood flow to the area, improving the opening of the vaginal area better, and also we hit the clit area to improve the blood flow and the sensation there. So when you combine all this together, it makes for a better-looking vaginal area, number one, a younger vaginal area, healthier vaginal area, a vaginal area that does what it used to do when you were 29, all right? So we do those things for the vaginal area to help rejuvenate it, all right? Then for women who have lost some sensations around the nipple, we can still take that same PRP, platelet-rich plasma, inject it around the nipple, and it will give you a lot of nipple sensation if you have lost some of it, and to the point where it can become what it used to be or even better than it used to be by giving you that sensation that you used to have around the vagina, the nipple area previously. So those are some of the things that we can do in sexual health for men and women. All right. Now, we also use something called a scream cream that we can put in the vaginal area that's actually woman's Viagra, pretty much. And it has Viagra and it has some other ingredients to help with that. And it increases the sensation of vaginal area. It increases the lubrication. It increases the pleasure. And it just makes you feel like you want to just come off the table. You know what I mean? it just makes it better. That's our scream cream that we use. All right? So those are all things that we use. Now, last but not least, we do recommend something called nitric oxide. We use Neo 40 for that. Now, nitric oxide is, I call it your arteries housekeeper. When you're young, your arteries, the cells that line your arteries secrete a lot of nitric oxide. All right? And the nitric oxide cleans up the arteries. So in other words, your arteries is your highway, and so the nitric oxide removes the parked cars, removes the debris from the highway, clears the road, so that six-lane highway can remain a six-lane highway. All right? Nitric oxide because by doing that, lowers your blood pressure. So therefore, your heart does not work as hard. And because your heart doesn't work as hard, it protects you from heart disease. It also, because it cleans up your arteries, decreases the plaques in your arteries, protects you from stroke. It also helps with your growth hormone. So it does a lot of things to help your body function better. I call that nitric oxide. I say to patients, you cannot optimize your body if you're not a nitric oxide. Right? Especially if you're over 50, you need to be a nitric oxide. Because everyone over 50's nitric oxide level is low, and they need to be on it. All right? Now, I'm going to end this portion because it's time for my radio show to end. Just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. The email to call, to email me at is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, all the other book outlets. It's also available at the website www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. And on the internet, you can catch me at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Thank you all very, very much.